Good morning. When I hear these verses from Isaiah, I get this picture in my head of all these people gathering together, drawn in by this beautiful, bright beacon of hope and joy and love. And all these people come together, and it makes the hope and joy and love so much brighter because here we are in this together. Or maybe if you're not a picture thinker like me, you can remember a time when you were gathered together with your whole family by a fireplace or a Christmas tree, or maybe you were with your favorite people in the world at a concert or doing something you loved, and you had that aha moment because when you looked around and you saw your people, all you felt was love and hope and joy because here we are in this together. I know a lot of my friends here like chapter books. If the Christmas story was chapter one, then Epiphany is chapter two. Jesus being born is the start of the story, and right at the beginning in chapter two, we see these people, the wise ones, are drawn towards the star, this beacon of light and hope and joy and love. Some of you who were with me on Christmas Eve might remember I talked about how stars and candles and light and darkness all bring us closer to God. I want to share one of my own aha moments that I want to celebrate together on this Epiphany Sunday. In Sunday school, we tell the story of the light. In this story, the storyteller talks about how there was once someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people couldn't help but follow him. And this person, Jesus, compares himself to light. And when we see light, we think of Jesus. And when we know Jesus, we get our own light, and the storyteller gives each person their own candle. I want to share with you a picture I took when we told the story at the beginning of the school year. It's a little fuzzy. Can anyone tell me what that might look like? If you see all the candles, there's Miss Liz sitting at the table. And she's got a bucket of candles in front of her. And all the candles are lit. And I think it looks like a birthday cake. I wonder if the wise ones shared a birthday cake with baby Jesus when they brought him his birthday presents. I wonder if they were tired from their super long journey all the way from their home to where baby Jesus was. And they get there and they offer these gifts to this random baby. And they look at each other and they look at Mary and Joseph and this sweet baby, and they feel all the love and joy and hope because here we are in this together. I think that is solidarity. That might be a new word or a big word for some of us. Can we say solidarity?
Solidarity.
Good job. Solidarity is all of these people coming together and the human connection they make when they look at each other and they feel the joy and love and hope and they have the aha moment of here we are in this together. Can you say that with me? Here we are in this together.
The Unchosen by David Rudnick.
We are the unselect, those not favored by God among the victors. We are not asked to join a team. We lose so others may lord it. Our soil is stolen without acknowledgement. To those expanding can feel again. Our food tastes of leavings. Our blood circulates in dry channels. Sun shining on us is not golden, but a kind of glare seeing grief, even at night. Sleep is fitful. A mouse is stealing the last morsel, and the moon eats itself thin with plans for the full awakening.
I wonder who might feel like they are not chosen. I wonder who might feel like God wouldn't or doesn't choose them. That poem came from a book of poems about poverty. In our world, there are people who have enough, and there are people who don't. People in poverty don't have enough. And when you don't have enough, maybe you feel like God isn't choosing you. I believe, as the people of God, we have an abundance of light and love and life and hope and joy, if nothing else. Next week, we're inviting lots of people from our community to come sit around our table and talk about the ways we can make sure everyone gets a chance at having enough. Maybe one of the special things we can offer is helping people who feel like they're not chosen know that they are chosen. Maybe we can share God's special light when we connect with people, when we look them in the face and say, here we are in this together. We know that the wise ones followed the light from the star to Jesus, and we know that they chose to go a different way home so that Jesus could be protected from people who wanted to snuff his light out too early. The wise ones saw how special Jesus was, and Jesus got to grow up and share his life with the whole world. Because of the Epiphany story, because of chapter 2, we get all the rest of the story and all the chapters that come next. And in that picture, I don't know if you noticed how bright the candles were, because they were all together in that one bucket. Imagine a world where we are all gathering together, drawn in by this big, beautiful, bright beacon of hope and joy and love. And all these people come together and it makes the hope and joy and love so much brighter because here we are in this together. And maybe if we shine as bright as the star that brought the wise ones to Jesus, we can invite the whole world to start going a different way. We can show the whole world what it means to have that aha moment, looking around and feeling all the love and hope and joy and saying, here we are in this together, offering each other solidarity that came first from Jesus. Amen.